mean that much to me.
I used to be the Man Express.
Hi, I'm Roy.
I'm
with the Man Express.
You don't need to hear it, yeah. But I'm dried up and sick to death of love. If you need to know it, I never really understood that stuff.
What happened now?
All the stars and bleeding hearts, all the tears that welled up in my eyes.
Okay. Holy fucking shit. I gotta restart Skype because it just took a huge poop all over me. Alright. I got the levels right and shit, but I lost all my guys. Sorry about that. Let me restart Skype. Okay. Here we are. There we are. Let me see if I can call this guy. No, I need to sign out, and then I need to close it, and then I need to turn it back on, and type in my password, which is your mom. Boink. Okay, do not want to update. That would fucking ruin everything. And we are now going to go to the Cobra. Okay. Hello.
Where are you at?
I got lost in the Matrix for a little bit.
Yeah,
but
people are going crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's hilarious, honestly. how fucking retarded
are we
I am.
On now?
Yeah, it's working.
Fucking finally! As if whatever. I mean, I don't have all night here.
Yeah, I know.
Got so much shit to do.
Yeah, you're
you
gonna be.
You got more white shirts to put on so you can see your escaper hand.
Oh.
I got so much fucking Mountain Dew to drink.
Yeah?
Hey, it's not even the cool throwback dew with the hillbilly on it. No, it's diet dew.
Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah. You officially are a faggot. That's well known, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Speaking of that, anywhere near Chicago and want to suck some dick?
Absolutely. That's not the first time I've heard that today.
Oh, yeah? We are over here in Queerville on the West Coast, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The left coast?
Pinko liberal.
Sick.
Yeah. Wiping our ass with the American flag and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And the,
you're dumb ass fucking something.
And the Bible. Don't forget about wiping your ass with the Bible.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, holy shit. I just recognized that they have a Guam. Guam has a Craigslist page. U.S. States.
Of course it does. No shit?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. So fucking excited right now. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Damn sodomites.
Okay.
Sleep well, sodomite. That's what I told you to do.
Microwave
brother.
Oven. Oh, wait, there's no phone. They don't have phones there? It's all email.
Craigslist, but no phone.
Yeah.
You gotta send that shit by Burrow Messenger.
Yeah, by Bird Messenger?
Burrow.
Oh my
donkey.
God. Donkey. Oh, Donkey Messenger.
A Burrow. I think I got yaks or some shit in Guam.
Exactly, yeah, I think you're right. Okay.
They might have everything, I don't know.
That's funny.
Alright, U.S. States.
Guamanian.
Hawaii. We want to get some furniture. The householder, is there actually a, there's farm. It pisses me off about it.
You're a farm holder.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's not right.
People are saying I can't even talk anymore.
No?
Fuckers, I got brain lesions.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing pretty fucking good. Wheelchair. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to... That's not going to work. All right, I got some numbers I'll pull up here.
I'm ready to bomb, crash and burn. I haven't even picked up a telephone in 3 months.
Yeah, let's do that.
Wow, how did you not pick up a telephone?
I was talking
lying.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm like, that's lying.
You got me.
You might not have done fun calls, but I guarantee you picked up a phone.
Fuck, I'm always embellishing.
Yeah.
Haha, cool. Embellishing.
That makes your dick shinier. When I blow it.
Okay, these are from... this is some Guam shit.
Your Guam shit. I'm fitting to mute because I'm gonna piss.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, okay. I can stand up without touching the wall. That's pretty awesome for my fucking spastic ass.
Aren't you using the John or whatever? The little fucking...
No, I use that, like, off the couch.
Yeah.
Like, early in the morning.
Alright, here's a Chow's restaurant in Guam. It's gonna be awesome if they answer while you're taking a piss.
Chow's restaurant can help you. Hello?
Hi. Hi, yes? Sexy. What's up, sugar tits? How you doing?
Huh?
How you doing?
I'm calling for I'm calling for some peck-peck.
Huh?
I'm calling for some peck-peck.
Who's this?
This is Brent.
This is mad fucking hell.
I don't know if the Guamanians have peck-peck.
Oh, no? The Guamanians aren't peck-peck?
I think that's a thing for hemorrhoids.
All right. TGI Fridays... Also in Guam. What do they have? They have,
potato skins.
I guess so, huh? I don't even think I've ever been to TGI Fridays on purpose.
Thank God it's Friday! Zing!
It's not Friday.
It'll cure your case of the Mondays.
Poppity, thank you for calling TGI Fridays. We do lunch. This is speaking. Can I help you?
Yes, hello. I was looking to get a price, on some potato skins. How much are they?
Okay, just a moment, sir.
All right, hurry up.
The potato skins for the half size, it's a $7.95.
Okay.
And for the full size, it's $11.50.
So I have like a $20 American bill. Will that work there?
I'm
sorry? Or will that, will a $20 American bill, will that work there? Or do you guys like have rice and stuff like that as currency? Or I can trade you, I can trade you a chicken. Like I have a live chicken I can trade you for the meal?
No. $20, yes, we do accept American money.
Okay,
it's
so... Okay, but is it... So, it's like a dollar in American then, right?
I'm sorry, there?
It's only like a dollar in American dollars?
With the potato skin?
Yeah.
It's $7.95.
Oh, no, but in American dollars, it's like a dollar.
Yes, we go by dollar bills.
By American dollar bills?
20 straight 20 dollar bills. Either one's fine. Don't really matter.
Oh, okay. So, okay, can I get the potato skins, and then you guys have buffalo wings or what?
Yes, we have buffalo wings.
All right, so are you guys only open on Friday?
No, we're open every day.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God it's open every day. Okay, What's the, I can't come in to eat at a place until I know the bathroom facilities, that they're clean and full of toilet paper, because I have a fear of, like, going to go poop in the bathroom. I have a fear that there's going to be no toilet paper, and so I have to make sure before I come there that it's a full roll.
Yes, sir. We always make sure that our bathroom is stocked.
Oh, okay. That's great. All right. Well, what's your name?
It's stuck with pee and poo all over the place.
Hello?
Hello, sorry, that's my retarded brother. He's playing a joke on me. Here's the thing is that, what was your name?
Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea, that's nice. So after I do the eating of the potato skins and the buffalo wings, can I take you out, like, at the bar and maybe have a drink or something like that? You sound nice. You sound like you're fit.
I'm sorry. I don't think my boyfriend would appreciate that.
I don't really give a fuck about him, but, you know, you and I can get together. It's not a big deal. Do you got a sister or a cousin there? I'm just new. I've never been here before, you know?
No, I don't have a sister or cousin.
Okay. A friend that likes American?
I'm sorry?
A friend that likes American?
Well, I'm not sure about my coworker, but yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Okay, alright. Well, I'll come in there and I'll pull down my pants and we'll see what you think.
giggle with the American dick. It's going to be in front of your face. See, dumb rod.
Alright, good night, honey.
Okay.
Hugs and kisses.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
They're so retarded in
Guam.
I
love it.
Carito's. This is a Carito's restaurant. I think it was Carlito, but they spelled it wrong.
Carito.
Carito. You want to take this one, Cobra?
Sure, I'll try it. I'll see what they say.
These are just.
I'm starting the crazy laughs. Left track mat for a reason, niggers. At a point, right there. It's awesome. Us being quiet while the phone rings.
I prefer it.
I love it. It's compelling radio. The whole family's around, all set.
Alright. No answer.
I don't think they're going to answer.
On Carrito's restaurant. Hard Rock Cafe Guam. This is probably going to be loud. It's up to you, Cobra.
Oh, whatever. It'll either be... I'm not expecting anything.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's all going to be shit. This is just warming up.
Fuck yeah.
Because I'm usually so awesome.
Yeah, you are.
I know that you've been calling Guam Hard Rock Cafe. It's John speaking. How may I rock the world?
What's this? You said your name was John?
Yes, sir.
Hi. You serve alcohol there?
I'm sorry?
You serve alcohol?
Yes, we do serve alcohol here at our Hard Rock Cafe.
Excellent. Awesome. I'm going to be coming in.
All right. Today, sir?
Tonight, yeah.
Okay. I'll be waiting for you. You want me to have you a reservation?
We could do that.
Just to sit at the bar.
I'm just a single guy. Can I just come right into the bar?
Okay, yeah, sure. No problem.
Do guys ever do that? Just guys all alone come in?
Yeah, okay. It's okay. That's normal.
Is it frowned upon? Because I don't have a lady or anything. That's kind of why
no
I'm
problem.
Coming in. I'm depressed.
Okay.
So
I'll be expecting around like 9?
Yeah. So here's all the
right,
thing.
And, I'm sorry?
Here's the thing. I'm on some heavy medication. I'm really not supposed to be drinking.
Uh-huh.
I'm not so sure
if I would advise that, sir.
You
should ask your doctor about that.
Are any of your staff certified in CPR?
I'm not so sure, sir, but I could double-check on that.
Well, if they are...
Maybe our managers are?
I'd like to ask that they, if anything happens, that you do not resuscitate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what that means?
Yes, to give you a CPR?
I don't want it. If I go down, I want some kind of assurance that they will not attempt CPR.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir, but do you want me to give you to a manager, and then you can probably ask him more, can ask you more properly? But I'm not so sure about you. I wouldn't advise you drinking if you're under medication, sir. Or not unless you're consulting with a doctor?
Yeah. Well, my doctor told me definitely do not drink on these medications because it can cause complications.
You should then.
And then that's why I'm coming in to do it, though, because got dumped by my wife in your restaurant, and I'm going to go out like that. I got a note to her in my pocket. So, that's what
okay.
I'm... Yeah. What was your name, John?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 24, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
I'm just nervous, all right?
All right. No
it's
problem.
Just been a long time for me, huh?
All right, no problem.
Okay. I got nothing. I'm sorry.
The all motherfucker's right. facing death and he's nervous.
Yeah. All right.
He's scared about it.
Hang up the phone. Bye. Hang up the fucking phone, you retard.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Hard Rock Cafe.
Crap his balls.
Hello?
Fuck you and fuck your mother. Right up her ass. Do you understand that?
John.
Hello?
John.
Jesus Christ, dude. John, do you have a mother?
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hang up.
John, do you have a mother?
Hello?
John.
Hey.
Hello?
John.
Yeah. Act like you can't
hear. Hello?
Hello, is anybody there?
Sorry, calling again. I can't hear you.
John, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hello?
Jesus fucking Christ, I hung up on him. What a retard.
I'll call right back.
I'm gonna call him back. What a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he's got a note to print.
Hello,
Oh, no, wait, sorry, I called the wrong one. That's the Outback Steakhouse. We're calling the Outback.
Bloomin' Onions. Blimey, I'm Crocodile Dundee. I want to talk about the Bloomin' Onions. They're not open. They're in Hawaii or some shit.
All right, Baz is sending me some numbers from Craigslist in Hawaii. We got some puppy adoption. I need a new puppy adoption. You sick fuck. But the thing about it is that I need a.
I need their pussies.
I need a puppy so that my bald faced python can chase.
It's gotta eat.
Yeah.
Prey.
Right. It's sick of chasing the gerbils and the hamsters and the neighborhood cats. It wants something more challenging.
We need a pussy. For the bald python. I'm fucking drunk.
All right.
God bless you.
All right,
not concerned at all for me, fucking asshole.
Whatever.
No?
He can handle your shit, nigger. How are we the only ones that tried to get on this show tonight?
I don't know. No, a couple guys have tried to call in, but it's just,
You're like, fuck you.
Yeah,
you
something like that.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Alright, we're gonna try this right now. What's going on in the chat? Who's watching the chat? Nobody gives a fuck about this.
I'm watching it. I'm drunk and feeling randy. Joppily.
Oh, I guess I never said that this is the Brent Westwood show. Fail.
Rolling.
The failure show.
Hello?
Hello? I'm calling about the puppies?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We have I just put the ad in today, so we still have four left.
Oh, all right. That's great. Do you guys, what's the adoption, is it adoption, or is that?
So it's an adoption fee of $50, yeah.
Okay, do they have papers?
No, they don't have any papers, no.
Okay, are you an agency?
That's why they're only $50.
I understand, yeah. So does that come with, like, some food or anything like that?
No, just you get the puppies, that's it. One puppy.
Okay. Alright, well what I need is, I need the puppies for my, to feed my python with. Because...
You're gonna feed the puppies to your snake?
Yeah, he's getting sick of chasing. Yeah, he's getting sick of chasing the gerbils or the neighborhood cats and stuff like
so you're
that.
You're gonna buy a puppy to feed the snake? You're a fucking asshole. Don't call this again. If I ever saw you, I'd kick you in the fucking mouth.
What's the problem? It's just $50. Just sell me the puppy. Oh fuck!
Don't call it a puppy. Stop being a negotiator. End with hugging you in the fucking mouth.
Oh fuck! That's awesome.
Weird threat.
Dude, yeah. people love puppies, man. There's no.
I would probably kick somebody in the teeth too if they tried to buy dogs off me to feed to their snake.
Dude, somebody keeps calling you from this number. I don't know where it is. Plus one. I think it's that Guam. Hold on. I'm gonna answer.
Okay, let's do it.
Shit. I don't know. Well, I tried to answer the call. Yeah, I've done that before.
Fuck the goddamn puppies.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Here, I can try. You know what I can do? I can call. Yeah, that's.
You can get that dick hard and start thinking about puppies.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Ken's calling now. Add to group call. Yeah, oh, that's weird because it wouldn't. It didn't give me an option to answer that to the group call. I've
you're
had that trouble
option.
Before.
You're facing
okay.
an option.
Free puppies. We got a pet alarm. Tattletale pet alarm. What the fuck is this thing? It keeps a good way to train. It's a good way. Okay, this little alarm is a good way to train your dog or cat from jumping on the couch. Baz is calling in as well. Hey, motherfuckers.
A good way to train your cat not to do that is to beat the shit out of him.
Right, well, I'm going to see if I can get it. See if I can use it with my kid. All right.
I'm sorry, the kitty raped me. It wasn't me just figuring myself furiously.
Wow. Okay. So, let's go with... that's not it.
I need some Franklin beans.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, here. It's the Brent Westwood Show. Here, I gotta play this. Hold on. Play that. It's not gonna work.
Dead air. Welcome to deadair.com.
Oh, it's not working. What the fuck?
Filling all your ears with dead air.
Jose is calling. Hello?
Of course he is.
He's a fucker. Oh, that's weird. Why isn't that working now?
Am I a fucker too?
Yeah, you're all fuckers.
Fuck you.
Thanks, buddy.
Including me.
Alright, you're too loud.
Sweet fucking hamster.
By the way,
yeah,
good to hear you, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, yeah.
We need that for the ball python.
Yeah, let's feed that fucking piece of shit.
No.
Yeah, yeah, so this is the...
We'll feed Josie's goddamn gerbil.
Yeah, this is the feeble attempt at a Brent Westwood show. So I hope you guys...
No, I think it's only
like
lame. It's not feeble.
The train off yeah. the rails. Sorry, buddy.
Let's see. Let me try this.
I was on time at 9 o'clock.
No, you were on board. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Oh, man.
I can hear you. It's sexy.
Okay. That's fucking
and I
weird.
Keep going. I'm almost there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know what the... I don't know why.
I can hear you.
Giving it to me.
Shut up. You can hear me, Cobra.
It's Space Cobra. That
I can hear you.
You know, Ricky Tavi doesn't have shit on him.
Oh, well, whatever. I don't even give a fuck anymore. All right, we'll just have to keep making calls, I guess. I can't make
any
music.
Hey, Brent, when I came in here, I didn't notice if your studio was wheelchair accessible.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm going to make a $1 billion off suing places because I can't get in there with my
okay,
wheelchair.
We're going to call. I'm going to call the Tattletale Pet Alarm, and you guys need to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Wait, let's see here. Jose, what's a Playboy? What the fuck is going on here? All right, yeah, so this is the Brent Westwood Show. I'm going to go on for about another hour because of just how bad I was at getting this thing started.
All right, and our fucking calls are going to be shit anyway.
I don't know. We got one good one. That's all you really need. One
wow,
good one an hour.
That's a fucking positive experience.
I mean, KDK, you know, he doesn't even make phone calls. We need to call him tonight, actually.
I'm trying to lower expectations.
Edit it together.
Hello, this is Cass.
Hello, I'm calling about the Tattletale pet alarm that you have for sale.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
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 Do you think that would work? Go ahead. Tell me about it.
Well, I don't know what I can tell you about it. What kind of pet do you have, a cat or a dog?
Well, I have it's for my wife. I need to know when she's...
She jumps up.
Yeah, it's a problem. You know, she's supposed to be exercising because she is really fat and kind of smelly. And so I'm getting sick of her sitting on the couch and watching TV and eating all day long. I'm trying to see if I can get this will... encourage her not to jump up. Do you think it would work? It says it worked with your 65-pound dog. Well, do you think it would work on my 300-pound wife?
it definitely would, yes.
Oh, you think
but,
so?
But if she can jump on the couch, then, you know, probably she's getting some exercise, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, yeah, the problem is she's just got to be light because, you know, she's just been eating... you know, steaks and potatoes for so long that her heart is not that great either. And she's, you know, gets a little swollen, you know, this kind of a thing. So,
yeah, well, you know, I think this probably is not sufficient to change the behavior.
No, you don't think so? It's probably genetics. Maybe I should just leave
her.
Well,
I don't.
You sound nice. Maybe I should just leave her and come over there and see what you guys got, what you got going on.
No, I think you ought to stick with her.
No,
help
you don't
her through
think
it,
so?
But I don't think...
No, you wouldn't want a young buck like me over there showing you how it's done?
No, I already got me a man, but...
All right.
Thanks anyway.
All right, sweetie baby. Okay, well, I'll talk later. I'll call you about that dick, okay?
You call me about what?
I'll call you about my dick later.
No, you will not.
Why not?
If you do, I will call the police.
Do you have their number?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, can you give it to
me? So, you know, hey, don't call me again, asshole. Goodbye.
Oh, honey, baby, come on, don't be like that.
Shit. I think she told you to call back.
Yeah, I think she wants to talk to you.
She's interested in your dick.
No, she doesn't want anything to do with this dick.
Back in 2 minutes.
Well, she said she already has, she has a man, but she doesn't have a real
love
man.
Right. No, you will not. Talking balls slamming against her asshole. Balls just pounding away at her as she's looking her eyes with disdain.
She needs a real man.
Oh my
like,
god.
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
Alright, this is a. This is Electric World. These numbers were all put in by Baz, by the way. So,
hey, when you call that sofa piece one, can I take that?
Sure. Yeah. All right. So it's
I've got an idea for that one.
Baz has got an idea for it. Okay. So this is Brent Westwood.
I imagine it's going to be clever.
Shut up, Matt. It's
not really.
11 p.m. on the left coast, and it's myself, Dirty Aaron, also known as Brent Westwood. My sometimes heterosexual life partner, NPSA Cobra, is on the line. And also I have, Hillock, and, which is also known as Laugh Track Matt.
I sugar tits.
Ken, Baz, and Jose.
Franks and Beans, you wanna ride around in my wheelchair?
Alright, so the crew got them all back together again. We're just, hanging out a little bit. I've been really fucking busy, not being able to make calls and shit. So I'm just going to come on for a little bit, say what's up. Obviously, it's been a while because it took me half an hour to make the shit work. So it sounds like it's working okay. Ken's come through some numbers, and I have some of the logs of numbers that haven't been called or were called like months and months ago. So we're just kind of revisiting that shit. Anyways, enough of me talking. We'll get on to this next call from Baz about the – you want to do the sofa? All right, we got a electric whirlpool stove.
You want to take that one first?
I was going to give it to the Cobra machine.
What is it, an electric whirlpool stove?
Yeah, it's just a white stove. Flat top, not with the burners, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
And on the title, it says electric whirlpool stove, parentheses, Captain Cook. So you should find out what the fuck that means.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of silly. So here.
Where is the ad?
I'm going to put it in the chat right now. I'm
yeah, I like to call them out on their shitty ads.
There.
It's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah. Cobra, I'm actually going to send you a bunch of these numbers. Okay. Shit, what did I just do? Right here. Copy. Oh, I got lots of Australian numbers, and I have long Australian credit, so I need to get...
Australian credit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
okay, I'll try the stove.
You're not done doing that, Ken.
Well, I'm still going to do it.
Yeah. All right, so let me get back to this Baz machine. I still need to get a pop filter. Electric Whirlpool stove. Here we go. Captain Cook or some shit. I'm gonna go get a drink of water really quick.
Where is this out of?
Hawaii.
It's out of 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, calling about your Craigslist ad.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here. Well, I got a couple of questions. Let's see here. What the fuck does it say here? It says, electric stove, glass top, self-clean oven, needs a control panel. What the hell is that?
That panel that's on the front that's got the clock and all of this. No.
So the panel's not there?
No, the panel's there, but it's kind of burning. It's starting to burn out, so it needs a new control panel.
So I'd like to have to call an electrician or some shit like that, I suppose.
Yep, unless you were knowledgeable on appliances.
Obviously not. I was just asking what the control panel is about.
That's true.
So what's the story on this?
Well, it just started smelling and burning, and I don't want to take a chance with it. So,
what were you cooking in it?
I wasn't cooking anything, just using the stove.
Oh, you just like heating up rice-a-roni?
There's something in the panel that's burning.
Just
electrical
like
burning.
Fucking Kraft mac and cheese and boiling hot dogs and shit like that.
No, it's not food burning.
Yeah,
that panel's burning out. So,
why sell this to me? Why do I want it?
It's free.
Free. So I gotta come pick it up? Can you deliver it?
No.
How hot will that top get? Does it get pretty hot?
Well, everything works except, like I say, there's a problem with it. The electrical stuff is burning up in the back and it needs a new... whatever I just said.
Do you have, like, a hood fan or anything that could go over the top of that?
No.
Any kind of equipment like that?
No.
Oh, I really do just need that hot, surface. I suppose I could, rustle up a fan somewhere. Do you have, like, Pyrex?
Okay, I think it might be a fire hazard, so that's why it needs to get replaced.
Well, that's no problem. I just need it to get real hot. Do you have Pyrex containers? Hey, you're a fucking fire hazard. Pyrex box will break. Kilos disintegrate. I hear we're not on the stream anymore. What should we use instead of Pyrex? Lady.
Isn't this a regular electric...
Answer, cunt. Yeah. What should I use instead of Pyrex if Pyrex is going to blow up? Hello?
I don't... But I think you need to look for something else.
I need to look in your pants for something else. Sure it is. Hello?
She's gone.
Fucking A.
Wow.
I got nothing. Sorry. Who's the drunk guy?
I think she likes you, Matt.
Yeah.
All right, this is a sofa piece. It just needs a cleaning.
I want to wiggle my flaccid penis at her.
Oh, God, it looks fucking stained as all get out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Baz?
Looks like there's some semen stains.
Definitely cum stains. You know, when I was a kid, I used to fuck the middle of the couch and just jizz in there and just fucking leave it.
Make some in between babies.
Them. Well, because it wasn't even a, it was like a couch baby.
Couch babies.
And now it stinks. I was on the same page there, Baz, just independently. I was trying to get there.
Yeah, I figured you were. Good job.
I should have just done that from the get. God, I'm so out of practice.
You're beating around the bush.
Yeah,
that's kind of like, that's kind of our
like
style,
really
though.
Trying to buy this shit. I know. I'm fucking having a conversation with her.
Yeah, that's kind of our style, though, is just to kind of start up slow. Sometimes it works out. Like that woman when I told her I was gonna fucking call her about the dick, she got fucking really angry.
Yeah, if you come on strong right away,
they'll just hang up. Right away. Exactly. Gosh.
It's my job to clean it up after the fucking calls fall apart.
Yeah, if it falls apart, you just get him in there. Shut the fuck up, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. That's my job.
All right, this is the, Baz wanted to do the sofa machine.
Okay, let me take a little bit of this, Matt, before you chime in.
Yeah, go ahead. I won't say words. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello,
dead air.
Hey, how do you say there, sweet tits?
Hello?
I mean, how do you say there, miss? I'm calling about the sofa piece you advertised on Craigslist.
Yes.
Yes, so it looks like it's pretty stained. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, it's suntan lotion is what it is. Yeah,
oh, so it's
lotion.
quote unquote suntan lotion. Yeah, that's what I used to tell my mom when she used to come in and ask what those stains were on my bed, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
So do you have like a young adolescent son that's been sitting on that couch a lot, engaging in some activities, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what?
For the quote unquote suntan lotion. No, I'm quite serious. I'm interested in this. Please don't hang up.
She wants a call back.
She had enough of you.
Matt, tell her what's up, Matt. Tell her what's up, Matt.
I guess not, her.
Yeah.
And by this semen stained fucking couch. Pick up gun.
Suntan lotion my ass.
That is so fucking
that's
gross.
Like
who would ever?
Virus
who
they can say, and
who would ever
say,
buy that fucking
all
piece of
he
shit?
All he was looking at was his online health homework.
Yep, I do like to have a wank.
The kid was having.
Hello, this is Jill with Solar Energy Hub. Please leave your name, your number, and I'll.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm coming here. Get involved.
Whatever, bitch.
Do we have a surplus
whatever
of Hawaiian number?
Yeah. Why? What do you ask?
Oh, I gotta ask him how to pronounce this word if I get a Hawaiian on the line.
Okay, yeah, we can pull that up. Baz was killing it with some Hawaiian, so we did the Whirlpool Stove, the Sofa Piece.
I thought those were gonna be pretty lame, but you guys are doing a good job on these numbers.
So is this another set of free puppies? A new set?
No, I only put one free puppy.
Oh, okay.
I think you depleted my four call numbers.
Oh, okay, you sent in four. Okay, yeah, great.
Yeah. Do you want me to look for more?
Yeah, that's fine. Right now, let's see, what do I have here? Let me look in the cover account.
You have your dick coming out the puppy's mouth from the backside. highly erotic.
We called Caritos, we called High Rock Cafe, we called Outback Steakhouse, Sam Choi's in Guam. I'm going to skip over Guam for a minute because it's all the same, really. Lone Star Steakhouse.
I put some numbers in the Skype chat
Lone
for you.
Lone Star Steakhouse, I
what
eat
it.
That's
Sloth
like
and Ken and I had a field day with Bonchute calls on Friday. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah,
Thursday.
I heard quite a few of them.
I missed
they
it.
They were good.
I don't know what it means, so.
You got that one guy warmed up, and he just got pissed off at the end.
Oh.
Like, he was playing along, and then he just
I asked
got
him,
furious.
I said, are you fresh off the boat, fucker? And he got pissed off about that.
Yeah. Wow.
You fuck you.
Alright, here we are. Australia. We're gonna go, right here. This is,
We're going deep into the deep web.
Tosolini's?
Yeah, nobody knows about it because it's
Do you want any smash repair, numbers for Australia?
Nah, I don't know. These are all just restaurants. I'm just gonna act stupid.
Act!
Buongiorno, welcome to Tosolini's. For all restaurant inquiries and bookings, or for takeaway pickup from the restaurant, please press 1. For all food,
you're being connected. connected.
Hello, speaking.
Hello, what is the name?
Sorry?
What is your name, sir?
Daniel.
And is French food?
Sorry?
Is this French food?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me, or am I too loud, or is it too quiet?
You're a little bit quiet.
Okay, is there French food there?
Sorry?
Can you fucking hear me, asshole?
Yeah, now I can.
Oh, can you hear me now, you fucking piece of shit? I'm talking right into the phone.
What did you need?
I need to know why you're so fucking stupid and can't take my order.
Well, what would you like?
Is this French food?
No, this is an Italian restaurant.
Oh, Italian restaurant? Do you got the fucking balls? Can you make me the meatballs?
Yeah, we can do, spaghetti bolognese with meatballs.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Sorry?
Jesus fucking Christ. Are you a fucking idiot?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck it. He's a proper gentleman. He doesn't want to hear none. In Australia, he's a fucking odd property because he's not Asian.
Right.
I've got a good Guam Craigslist number here. Let me just finish copying and pasting it.
Your face is a good Guam.
Let's see. This is the Tongue and Groove restaurant in Capital Territory. I don't know what the fuck
groove.
This is.
That sounds so dirty, dude.
Tongue and Hole.
Tongue and Groove. Yeah, it sounds like late 80s. Licking her fucking groove.
That phone number sounds a little bit sick.
The Gap.
Tongue and Groove, this is Jackson.
Hey, how's it going there? What kind of food is this?
What kind of food?
Yeah.
There's a variety of food. What type of food were you after?
I don't know, the panda bear and shit.
What was that, sorry?
The panda steak? Can I get a panda steak there?
A panda steak?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately you can't.
Okay, do you know where I could get a panda steak?
The only place, no, I don't, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Well, where can I hunt the panda so I can eat one? Hello?
It's nice.
They fucking eat kangaroo. What's so taboo?
They do. You can buy kangaroo at a lot of butcher shops in Australia.
I was in Alaska.
Fucking panda bear.
I was in Alaska, and they have reindeer. Like, you can fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hear the mushrooms like crazy.
Yeah.
I think they farm them, don't they?
Farm mushrooms?
Yeah.
Or
no, farm reindeer?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
If anybody's farming mushrooms out there...
Fuck that GMO shit.
130 South Canal.
Where are you going? Alaska, what part?
Anchorage.
Sweet.
I forgot to get a phone book while I was there.
Were you
I kept
at
meaning to.
With Nick Robertson?
We called for you on Carlito's show once while you were on vacation.
Oh, yeah?
But the guy didn't have the
Oh, yeah, he just called Alaska looking for Aaron.
Oh, yeah? That's awesome.
My buddy Aaron is there. He's got a big bushy beard.
It was awesome because the guy was like, well, there's actually really only about 6,000 people in this town, but... I don't recognize who you're describing.
That's awesome. I'm so backlogged on...
He sounds like one of them people.
I'm so backlogged on everything, dude. I'm just fucking behind.
You're backlogged. I know. I've been fucking getting diarrhea all over people. Jesus. For fucking rabbit.
This is crust...
You're not backlogged.
Crust gourmet pizza bar.
No, it's going up inside him.
It's going backwards? Diarrhea of the mouth is what it is, motherfucker.
It's going in my feel.
Hello, Crust Pizza Bread. This is David speaking. How can I help?
Hello. I'm looking for a pizza.
Yeah, sure. What would you like?
Can I get, I want double cheese. That's for pickup.
So you want to make your own one?
No, I want you to make it for me. I'm not going to make the pizza.
Well, no, you misunderstand my meaning. Sorry. Do you want to, like, design your own pizza? Do you want to tell me what toppings you want on it, rather than pick them from one of our set menu items?
Is this different from America? Because America, I just tell them what I want, and they make it.
Oh, well, this is Australia, and we have a whole bunch of menu items, a very good pizza to choose from. If you would like us to make one according to your discretion, you can do that for sure. But did you want it large size or medium?
Yeah, the biggest one, you know, because I'm American, I like it big.
Okie dokie. So, you said you wanted double cheese. Was there anything else?
Yeah, can I get pepperoni?
Pepperoni, yep.
And then do you guys have, like, panda?
Pardon me?
Panda, like panda sausage?
No. We've got Italian sausage and chorizo.
But no kangaroo or panda sausage?
Nah, fresh out.
Oh, they don't make that there, or what?
Well, it's just not in one of our menu items. Such things do exist, I'm sure. Maybe not panda, but we simply don't stock them, I'm sorry.
Why not?
We've got pretty much just pork and beef.
Pork and beef, yeah, I understand
sausage,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you could just tell me that it's panda sausage, and I'll just, you know, I'll believe you, because I'm stupid, you know?
And so, what would I have to gain from that?
I mean, I don't know. Just funny, kind of. You follow me?
Not really.
So no panda sausage, okay?
Nope.
Okay, so you got the pepperoni?
Yes, so pepperoni, double cheese.
Alright, and then jalapeno? Do you have that there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got jalapenos.
Do they have any, like, Australian peppers that are hotter than jalapenos?
No, just jalapeno and chilies.
Alright, and then, after you cook the pizza, do you think you could, like, roll it up and shove it all the way up your ass?
I could shove it up yours.
Why would you want to do that? I'd rather see it the other way. Okay.
And that's the end of the chapter. I throw my scarf and saying that's
okay.
End of that chapter with that kid.
Okay, this is another pizzeria, which is not going to go anywhere, so...
You're a pizzeria.
Domino's Pizza Dixon. More
Dixon,
Domino's. Lots
really?
Of pizza. I don't really want to call pizza.
Can I take it?
You want to take a pizza?
Sure. Is it Australian pizza?
Australian pizza, yeah.
Fuck yeah, all over it.
You want to take a pizza there, Cobra?
I think Baz wants this one.
I heard that, motherfucker.
I get a beer. I'll be back.
Shut up, Jose.
I haven't been even saying anything.
You're being a good boy.
I'm just shit.
God damn it.
Jesus.
Do you want
to take
Jesus
you
Jesus, Mary.
Do you want to call and
Joseph
order some...
and all the apostles.
Do you want to call and order some Mata Chod? There?
No,
Mata
Chod.
Oh, he hung up.
I always love Mata Chod.
No, dude, the call that... The Bantu call that Jose made is fucking...
Oh. Madisold?
So he fucking ruined it. It was so amazing.
Yulu? Yeah. It was hilarious, though.
Yeah.
God
was...
damn, it was good. In fact, I want you to do that, okay? Madisold?
If you guys...
Yulu?
Jose told me he's been
and then,
drinking
no,
tonight.
That, that's right, because he called and he was trying to tell the Indian restaurant that... that they need to go flush their toilet or something like that. It was so awesome how he fucking ruined it.
Oh, yeah. He said there was a sinkhole.
Oh, yeah.
The bathroom. His friend fell in it.
Wow. All right, let's go back to this. That was the La Rusca. Or no, this is the... this is just Domino's. Australia.
They have to answer.
Baz.
They're required
so
to answer.
So what are you guys' predictions for next...
tomorrow's probably
Seahawks win.
The birds are gonna beat the dogs, I think, or the dogs or the birds are gonna beat the horses.
Yep.
Thank you for choosing Domino's Dixon. Would you like to pick up our delivery?
I would like to pick up a wonderful pizza, please.
Give what pizza you're looking for?
Yes, I'm an American, so I like big pizzas. I'm from Texas. And
sorry?
I would like a very large pizza. What's your largest size?
Steers and queers of it.
Yes. Can I design my own pizza?
Yes.
Yes, I would like double cheese.
Yes.
Can you put some Vegemite on that pizza?
What's that?
Can you put some Vegemite on that pizza?
No, we don't have any topping like that.
You don't have any topping like that?
No.
Yeah, well, can I have some koala sausage? And I'm just going to go out on a limb here and ask you, I'm just guessing by your accent that you might have some banchod.
No, so you can go online and have a look on menu, and you can call me back.
Can you have some mutterchod? Mutterchod? How about you? Can you squat on the pizza and rub it all? Fuck.
Call back.
She sounded like she had an Indian accent.
I thought she was French at first. She sounded French to me.
It kind of sounded a little Indian.
My projection is 97 points.
You suck.
Thank you for choosing Tom News 6. Would you like to pick up our delivery?
Hey, why did you hang up on me? Please don't hang up. I'd like to place an order. I'm very hungry. I'm a traveler. And
I'm trying to make me full. You're giving me a bad word and you're telling me that.
What? See, my friend asked me
for... I'm giving the phone to another guy. He can...
Yes, put a man on the phone. Put a man on the phone.
Edward!
At least she did understand my show. Edward,
yeah, put Edward on.
Jose, mute your fucking microphone.
Okay.
You hear her in the background?
Yeah. He's saying ban chod or some shit.
Edward, get on top of the game. Protect her. You're working there for him.
She's covering up the phone. It's hilarious. She's not doing a very good job of covering it up either.
Edward has been in love with her for
years. I only talked to her for a minute, and she's spending 5 minutes explaining.
I know. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes. Yes, I would like to place an order. I don't know what the problem is. I was quite nice to that nice young lady, and I don't know what the problem is. I've just arrived in Australia, and I'm very hungry, and I'm jet-lagged, and I just want a pizza, man.
Okay, well, according to her, in her language, you were swearing at her, but anyway.
Oh, no. I would never
do
that.
Okay. You want to pick up a delivery?
I would like to pick up the pizza.
Pick up? Yeah, okay. Yep. Could I please start with your phone number, please?
Yeah, well, I just arrived in town, and I don't have a phone number. I'm going to come in and pick it up.
Yeah, but we can't take the order without a phone number, sorry.
Okay.
How are you placing the order if you don't have a phone, sorry?
Well, I'm just borrowing a phone from somebody. Okay, my phone number is 612.
612?
Yeah, 621.
621.
621-35-967.
Yeah, the name, please?
David. First name, David.
David, yeah. Okay.
What you need a last name?
No, so we just need one name.
No, okay.
What pizza would you like?
Yeah, I'd like an American-style pizza, so I would like double cheese.
Okay, yep.
And do you have any Vegemite?
Vegemite?
Yeah, I mean, I just arrived in Australia, and I've been hearing about Vegemite. I hear a lot of people there like it.
Yeah, we don't put Vegemite on pizzas.
Okay, so just the marinara sauce. So you just have red pizza sauce.
Do you have a menu in front of you, sorry, because we don't have most of what you're listing.
No. Hey, can I just cut to the chase? Can I have that woman squat over the pizza, and if she's menstruating, can I have her menstruate on the pizza for the sauce?
Don't call back this number, and you're...
And then I want to come, and I want to make love to that pizza. And I'm going to call back a lot.
Wicked woman put a period in stew. Did that make the stew witch's brew?
My friend Matt wants to tell you what he wants.
I have it for the 49 that ain't got a clue. That's spoken by ODB, you sorry goddamn kangaroo fucker. Are you about wallabies, you cunt? Speak up. What?
Yeah, come to the store.
Answer immediately. Yeah,
yeah,
we're coming.
You. Oh,
we're
you
coming over
fight?
Right now.
Jesus
what's
Christ,
up
I've been in this country for 2 days.
Okay, we can kick your ass.
Click.
Click.
Oh, he got pissed. That was awesome.
Sorry for intruding.
No, that's quite all right. I was kind of running out of ideas, so
yeah, no, you just go with the go with
usually
the sickness.
Would kill the call.
Right. The thing is he was just thinking about it.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
He's probably masturbating now.
Fuck yeah.
All right, we've got a gourmet place. Oh, the fucking number is too short. That's not the right number.
He's gonna call the Australian police. Fucking chat rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Makes me laugh.
What the fuck?
Rock and roll, guys.
We're screwed.
Oh, these are all Washington.
Why? Just because you shit
England,
your pants sometime? Now you're screwed.
No, he's gonna call the police.
They're gonna skip across the ocean to get you. Interpol is going to be on the case.
Yeah, they're going to get
watch
me.
Watch out.
Yeah.
That fucking guy.
It's fucking goddamn NSA pricks. Already
we'll
got
fucking
all that
break
shit.
Out Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan.
That fucking that's guy from the Energizer commercial.
I know. It's not Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan's dude? Crocodile Dundee, isn't it?
I know. Who was the Energizer guy?
I don't know.
That was some other Australian. I know who you're talking about.
Boy! Yeah. In Australia, it was really popular for about 5 years.
I know who you're talking about. But he's no Chopper Reed.
Who's this guy?
This is William... Chopper. Fucker. William something.
Gibson, the author of Neuromancer.
Hello, William.
Yes.
This is Mr. Westwood calling. How are you this morning?
Mr. Westwood?
Yes.
Now, where's Mr. Westwood coming from?
I'm calling from America.
Really?
Yeah. Is this William Clayton?
Yes.
All right. I just called because I wanted to get you up out of bed and call you a wanker and then see if you
really?
Would swear at me.
No. You've got the wrong man for that sort of thing. Very sorry. I think I've had a call like this before, which disgusted me.
Uh-huh.
So, I wish you a merry day, a good day, but goodbye.
All right, go fuck yourself.
Hey, you want to make a call with us?
A merry day. That was awesome.
We should get him to make a prank call with us.
I think that I've had a call like this before. You have. You have.
He's like, you have a merry day.
I think I know you.
I don't think I know you.
I'm choking to death on your call, laughing, drinking beer at the same time. Doesn't work.
He's quite polite.
Yeah, you can't really kill. I mean, you can kill him with kindness is what he was doing there.
Yeah,
he's probably.
So guys, what's a transsexual?
Wow, dude, Google it, you dumbass. Actually, it's
Ken is a transsexual.
That's true.
Wow.
All right, Australia. William, that was William Clayton, so and this is William Briggs. Who wants a cover? You want to do him? Yeah.
Is he just a UK-er?
Yeah,
him,
just a UK William. Tell him he used to finger blast you when you were a baby.
Oh, I'll go there somewhere.
I'll put his address in here just a sec.
It's William Briggs there? Is this Mrs. Briggs?
No, he isn't here.
Is this Mrs. Briggs?
Yes, who is it?
Good morning, my name's Buddy. How are you?
I'm not very well, it's very early in the morning.
Okay, that's good. What the fucky? Clicky.
Calling back.
Yeah.
You know, that's uncalled for.
What's the postcode, please?
Huh? Mrs. Briggs, please do not hang up. I need more information from you. Ma'am?
Look, it's 7 in the morning. Who
yes.
Are you?
My name's Buddy. I need more information from you. I need a physical description, please. Hello, ma'am.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
I need to know how tall you are and how much you weigh.
Go away.
She sounds ancient and ready to crack.
I know.
All right.
Yeah, one more time.
No, sorry. let's see. That was William Briggs. We called William Clayton. We're going to call William Crumley.
Crumley. Mr. Crumley.
All right, this is all you. Cobra, you got to do that British accent. Your British accent is fucking hilarious. Jin thought it was quite good, if you don't remember.
That's got to be spontaneous.
All right, I won't prep you this time. Maybe next time. I'm in my garage, by the way.
Hello?
Mr. Crumley!
Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Buddy Lembeck. I'll drop the facade. I'm not actually a fellow countryman. I'm an American. Are you doing well this morning? Hello, sir? Sir?
He hung right up. Call him back.
Mr. Crumley, I need to know how tall you are and how much you weigh.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable.
All right. Hey, those numbers, those are from Nunu?
No shit.
This one, Nunu keeps messaging me. He wants us to call Richard Keel. He's the guy that played Nunu. Jaws.
I know, I was just copying that, but Nunu needs to learn how to edit the fucking phone numbers if he wants some call.
Oh, okay.
Plus 44, we need that, and I got them. Okay, here we are.
Thank you. These are American. He lives in the U.S.
Jiffy ones, too.
Yeah, Jiffy Lube.
All right.
611 plus
6-1.
Wait, California? Weird.
I think Carlito talked to Richard Keel.
Yeah, really?
Because Nino sent us these numbers.
He had a crazy voice. It didn't sound like he would be that old.
Okay, there's Richard Keel's phone number. Right. Jaws from James Bond movie.
Call the quick loop numbers that Matt just put in.
Yeah, I see him there.
Okay, here you go, Nunu. This is for you.
Take this, Cobra. Jaws.
Oh, I don't want to talk to this guy.
Alright.
Got nothing against him. I got nothing to say.
Well, if he's in the U.S., he's sleeping. Plus...
He's sleeping.
Weird, why is it plus 5?
Sleeping! Sleeping!
That's not U.S.
And neither is plus 6.
Hello. Please leave a message to the tone.
Yeah.
Okay, Nunu, we tried.
Plus... 6-6 does not make... Oh, no. Plus 1, okay. 661, okay. Never mind.
Sleeping!
California. That must be Northern California.
Okay, I've got his address. Nunu says to...
I know, yeah, he doesn't... to critique his property or something.
Yeah,
but
okay.
If he doesn't fucking answer, I can't say shit to him.
Yeah, you're right about that.
All right, this is Otis Johnson. He has a 2005 Chevrolet something. All right. Baz, I think that you got chocolate syrup in there. Needs to get out and rev his engine.
Okay.
Oh, phone network error. He put a fake.
So he was a lube customer?
Yep. This is Jose Sanchez, 2001 Chevy something or other. Phone network error. None of these are working. Sorry. All these people have burner
fucking
cell phones or something.
Shit, fuck.
Exactly.
Pay your bill, people.
William Crumley. This is William Fugue. Or Fuji. What's my credit like?
You want me to talk to him?
No, I'll take it.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, no message there, or no answer there. That was William Fugue. This is William Fullerton. Hey, Baz, you gonna ever finish editing that call? That show?
Which one?
Hello, William.
Yes?
This is Mr. Westwood calling from the Water Administration Machines. Are you available for a conversation about your water? I know, I'm sorry about that, sir. I'm in a call center in the United States in Dearborn, Michigan, and I'm calling on behalf of the British people, Parliament people. about your water.
I don't understand that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just a call center person. They give me the phone number, and I meant to call it to talk to you about your water. No, there's been an issue. There's been an issue with your water, and they're going to shut it off on the street if we can't get confirmation about the quality of the water and the toilet.
Yeah, I guess it was, but this. Come on.
No, I'm serious, sir.
Don't you dare hang up, you old son of a bitch.
Is it the Parliament Administration people?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
William.
Like, this is not on. I don't know what the hell this is all about.
I'm on about your water, sir. I'm sorry if I don't speak British very well. So I'm just trying to let you know that the water on your street is going to be shut off if we can't get confirmation about the quality of the water in the toilets.
Look, this is a lot of baloney. How the heck did you come on a subject like that?
I don't... Because I'm a sick fuck, William.
I was gonna try to break in as your supervisor and tell him I speak British. And call him a pillock.
All right, here, let's try that.
What's the name again?
William, hold on. Fullerton, I believe.
Hello, my good sir. My name is David Snoswell. I am the supervisor here at the call center. I believe you just spoke with my associate.
Why would you be calling me from the States?
Well, I do speak British, so there might be not as big of a communication gap here. And we're calling you from the States because your local water administration has outsourced their calling center to the United States, and there's an issue with your water supply. And please don't be a pillock about this.
Look.
Yes?
My utilities are the people in the UK that deal with it. They would talk to me directly. Why on earth would I believe you?
Well, because we are from the Royal Service. And don't hang up. You'll just be digging yourself a deeper hole if you hang up on me.
What's the problem?
The problem is the fact that your water has been contaminated. There were some college students that were having a wild party at the reservoir, and they were urinating, and a few people actually ejaculated into the water. And the water is now unfit to drink. We basically just have your best interests at heart right now. Does your water have any kind of a peculiar odor at the moment? Can you go check, please? This is a matter of the most utmost urgency.
Why are you calling me?
Because you are the one that is going to get sick when you drink the semen-contaminated water.
What about all the other people in this town?
We're calling them one by one. We've already called all your neighbors. They were quite nice. They weren't being burks and pillocks like you are. Don't be a wanker. Sir, you're just digging yourself a deeper grave. I think he's gone.
He's gone, yeah.
Okay.
You should drop a dick juice on him. You didn't want to drink the dick juice.
Yeah, I was trying to get to that.
All right.
Masturbate
juice.
What was that from?
That was from me.
That was the semen call.
Yeah, but... What was it in regards to? They've got the masturbate juice,
that
and
was
they
the
repeated
call,
it.
That was the call where I called that guy and told him that there was ejaculate
right.
in his engine.
That's right.
And then I got up with him, and I transferred him to Brent.
Oh, it's red? Yeah, he definitely jacked off in it.
Oh, fuck. What are you doing?
Now, you were asking me about... Yeah, I've been pretty busy, Brent, and I will work feverishly to finish that edit.
Yeah, that was, go ahead.
What edit?
Well, I sent Baz a prank call, I think, in, like, 2012.
Yeah.
To edit. And
which call?
I don't even know which one it is now.
It's a vague memory of mine.
I don't even know which one it is. I don't even know the date of it. But
there's only about 38 hours of unedited prank calls.
Well, it must have been good.
Yeah. All right, that was William Fullerton. This is William Gardner. Gardner guy. Take him, the Cobra.
Okay.
Jose, you're being a nice boy tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hello?
Mr. Gardner?
What, at this time in the morning? No.
Oh.
Not that.
Then you should have, well, is it Miss Gardner? Ask him if it's Miss Gardner, then. Let's see, hold on. Let me try again. Let's give him a second. We gotta let the sound has to go, like, under the ocean.
That's right, dude.
So we gotta give it a second to bounce back.
It refracts.
Mm-hmm. Just begin and cough down.
Yes?
Mrs. Gardner, I'm sorry, ma'am. I was looking for Mr. Gardner. I'm sorry I woke you up.
Yeah, well, we're not interested in whatever you've got to say, so please don't ring again.
I think you'll be very interested in what I have to say.
I don't think so.
It has to do with royalties. Whatever.
It's just hilarious. Did you hear him? I think he was saying call the police in the background.
I just call that. That's what it sounded like.
Same one.
It was Mrs. Gard.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Gardner, finally.
Now listen to me. If you ring again, I'm going to ring the police.
Well, I don't have to fucking call you back.
I don't want to hear from you, thank you.
You don't have a choice.
Oh, fuck, he's going to call the cops. We better not.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Let's call again.
God, my finger.
I want to talk to him.
My finger slipped.
Oops.
Matt, you want to talk to... Hello?
Hey, what's up? ¿Cómo estás, ese? Hello?
No, he just...
Sir.
Hello?
I think he just left it off the hook or something.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he's looking up the number for the police right now.
Yes, Brad, I did get those oil change numbers, and they did not work. Okay, that was Mr. William Gardner. This is William Newton.
Fruit and cake.
Go ahead, Cobra.
I got a piss.
That'll make it even more fun.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Is this the Newton residence?
Pardon? Yes?
Yes. Hi, my name is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Service. And I'm calling to inform you that the prince and the royal baby will be visiting your town. And we ask that you make sure that you clear all rubbish away from your yard and your porch. And would you be willing to host the prince and the princess and the royal baby in your house for tea?
I think that's a bit silly, isn't it?
No, it's not silly. You're going to be in big trouble. Yeah,
Everybody wants to see the royal baby, dude, so she knows that you're talking shit.
Yeah, well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity she just pissed away.
I know. Nobody gives a fuck about the prince, you know? The only prince you should care about is the one that's no longer prince.
The artist formerly known as Prince?
Exactly. Gotcha. Newton, William Pennington... Try him, and then about 10 more minutes, and I'm gonna quit.
Hello?
Hello? Is William available?
Wow!
I killed that one, didn't I?
Was that just an instant quick hang up?
Yeah.
You. Goddamn. Westwood.
I know.
Eat a dick. Here's the phone receiver in classic and my line that I have for some reason. My backwards fucking country fighting as Muslims. Let's go protest the streets.
Oh, this is Dylan Jones. We're not available at the moment.
Please,
of course
please.
It is.
Yeah,
whatever.
Put the man online to show some testosterone, you silly cunt.
Okay, William Quigley, you're going to talk to this guy, Matt.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you want to tell him.
Set him straight.
I will set this motherfucker. Willie, buddy. Will. Willie. This is Maddie from the States. How you doing?
This who?
This is Maddie from the States. How you
what
doing?
The hell are you ringing me for?
Because I'm about 30 minutes away. I'm going to be there shortly. And I'm fully pissed. That goddamn ride over here was wild.
How rude.
I'm fully pissed. That was awesome. What the hell are you ringing for?
Fuck.
Let me, here, I'll take it and I'll bring you back in. I got it.
The person you have called is on the phone.
Let's try it again.
Just ring in the police.
Voicemail. The person you have called is on the phone.
Ah, fuck, you left it off the hook. They know the trick.
And now he's calling the police.
Sure, he can do that too.
And he probably... He has a landline. Which is weird already. And the fact that he picked him up early in the morning was angry about it. Why would you pick this shit up?
Alright, here we go. I just found some Indian.
Some Indian.
I just found some
tear
Indian.
Tear running down from his face while garbage bites
it. Sister.
It will, just a second.
You want me to get this call right?
No, fucking idiot.
Fucking
Indian. We need an order of sister.
Marashon. Marashon.
Yulu?
Alright, I'm gonna take this one.
Rock on, cowboy. It's just gonna ring and ring and go to voicemail. It's not gonna matter.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and...
Yeah, my name's fucking Dead Air on a radio show.
This is Masala Art in Instant Indian Restaurant and Takeaway.
Sounds pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Instant.
Was it like it come frozen?
Sponges or t-shirts you put in water and it puffs up.
Yeah.
It's instant. It's an instant Indian restaurant.
Such a quality garment that comes out of those things.
Oh, I know.
I used to rock a C-Lab shirt for years that I got in like a hockey look for. But again.
Alright, that Indian restaurant, it went out of business because their food sucked.
Too many people got ill.
Right. This is Pandan Delight.
Pandan Delight? That sounds like a pandemic. That's just threatening.
Sounds sexual.
No, it sounds threatening. Like, we're all gonna get the bird flu and die. Don't call it.
Well, yeah, it's tandoori chicken with a side of bird flu.
Chicken.
Yes, hello, lady. I would like to make order for Indian food.
We're not Indian food.
What kind of food?
We are Chinese food and Thai food.
Oh, Chinese and Thai food?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll have that.
No, sorry.
Well, why not?
Pardon?
Are you not going to sell to me?
What is it?
Can I make an order?
What order you want to make?
I want to make one of order.
You said Indian food.
No, that's okay. I don't like Indians. I like Thai food.
Yeah, what do you like?
I would like one order.
One
order of Thai food.
Yeah, what do you like?
I just want one order of Thai food.
We have many, many Thai food.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you eat for dinner and lunch?
Another 10 minutes, you ring back better, okay?
No, hold on. Maybe I like noodles. Do they have the big noodles?
Yeah, the Thai noodle, we have the pad Thai.
Oh, the pad Thai. I want the big noodles, though. Do they have those?
Yeah, the pad Thai and the char kway teow.
Okay, that sounds good. Is that one order? Can I get one order of Thai food?
You want a curry? Spicy or not spicy?
Yeah. Yeah, spicy, yeah. That's what I want.
Spicy, we have a spicy chicken, spicy pork.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I want one order of Thai food.
Yeah, what would you like?
Yes, one order
of... Thai food, we have many Thai food.
Yes, one order of Thai food, like you say. Spicy. What time can I pick it up?
When you come to order better. You can have a look in the menu.
No, I need my Thai food ready now.
We will not take long.
Why are you yelling at me? I don't like women raising their voice to me. You stop that.
No, sorry Dad, because you have a look in menu. You can choose what would you like.
The last woman that raised her voice to me got pushed down the stairs. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
You come to order here. We can cook for you.
That sounds fine. I would like one order.
Thai food. You have a look in menu better because you can see what would you like.
Okay. Yeah. I would like one order.
We open 5 o'clock.
Oh. Okay.
You can come.
Oh, I'll be there. Okay. Yeah. Can I get one order of Thai food?
Fire cook.
Hello.
Did she say?
I don't know what she said. Fuck. All right, we're going to go on to the...
sounded like fire.
Oh, this is Turkish cuisine? Oh,
hey, Brent,
sweet.
Can you call again?
No, I'm not going to call her. I drug that out way
Come
too long.
Come on, man. I found out the swear words for die.
Yeah.
Die. You're going to threaten some bride.
Good afternoon.
You called
Soft for Turkish cuisine. This is Casey.
Oh, yes. Hello, Casey. This sounds delicious food. Can I have one order?
Yeah, what would you like?
Oh, yeah, I'd like one order of Turkish food.
Yeah, so what did you want to order?
Yeah, just one order of Turkish food.
Okay, so I'm not too sure what you want, though. Like, there's a lot of things that you can choose.
Oh, okay, well, you know, as long as they don't, like let it fall on the floor and then, like, wipe it off and then serve it, you know, then that's fine with me, you know, because I know that's what they do in Turkey. They just have dirty food and dirty Turkish people everywhere, so... Oh, she didn't like that.
It's a deal breaker.
Like, that's a chapter. You don't insult my fucking...
They don't like being accused of being dirty.
No. I'm dirty.
She's like, fucking, these kids pay for my food. Fuck you. You're not dirtier than me.
Can I talk to him?
Sure.
Nobody's going to pick up.
Hello.
Merhaba, welcome to Suffer Turkish Cuisine.
Actually it's somewhat true. My sister-in-law lived in Turkey for a while, and she said that all the food you buy is all past the expiration date.
Wow, that's creepy and awesome. And why do you have a sister? And why was she in Turkey,
Sister-in-law. She's kind of a cunt, but that's the only thing I know about Turkey. And she bought all of her furniture for like $200.
Yeah.
Aroma. This is the aroma of India.
Ooh, I need some banchan.
Yeah, I think so. Let's get that through.
Holy shit. Guys.
What?
170...
Yes, I'd like to place an order to pick up, please.
Yes. What would you like to have?
Yes, I would like one order of chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala, mild, medium?
Extra spicy.
Oh, I make it hot then.
Yes, very hot. Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, I want to feel it tomorrow when I take a shit. And I'd also like one order of garlic. Do you have papadums?
Yes, I got papadum. In one serve, it comes 3 papadums.
Yes, perfect. I'll take 2 orders for 6 papadums.
Oh, 6 papadums, yes.
Yes. And I'd like one order of banchod.
Which one?
Banchod.
I didn't get it.
How about matarchod? One order of matarchod.
Oh, is it? So you want to fuck me, yes? Come and fuck me then.
Yes, and I'd like to fuck your sister, too.
I don't have yet.
I'd like one order of sister with mango
chutney. No, I don't
have
that one. You
okay,
had
can
system.
You can you can,
can
you put?
It'd be awesome if she put the microphone closer to her mouth, like she was swallowing the whole phone because it's not disorienting.
I want to put mango chutney on my dick and then fuck you in the ass with it.
All right. Oh, in your dick. Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
So is it a date
you
then?
Shy dick, little Indian fuck.
I think he's gone.
That guy was kind of awesome.
Yeah, he laughed. That was funny.
He came in bed and grabbed him.
The hell?
Fucking Jose. Hey, guys. Guys, guess what? Guys. Holy shit. I don't know why I like making fun of Jose so much. All right. Yeah. This is Gourmet India. I'm going to try this one, and then as long as I get a good one, it'll be it. That'll be it.
Yeah, sorry I wasted everybody's time tonight. Yeah.
Gourmet India, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order for pickup.
Yep, what would you like to have?
I would like some bread, some naan bread.
Yep, would you like to get the plain naan, butter naan, garlic naan?
Ooh, garlic sounds good. I like
garlic?
That. Yeah, garlic naan.
So, how many garlic naan would you like to have?
Just one.
One garlic naan, yep.
And then some of the saffron rice?
Large.
Okay, yeah, let me get some of that.
Yep, you want the large saffron rice or regular?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, no, not the regular, the other.
Okay.
And then can I have one order of... samosa.
Veggie samosa?
Yeah. And then one order of banchod.
Lamb, sorry?
No, banchod and a side of gandu sauce.
Sorry, I didn't get you.
Can I have one order of banchod?
What is it?
It's where I come in front of your sister. Yeah. You didn't want that. Well, I'm no good at this.
Couldn't have just called and hung up the second they picked up for the same response.
Yeah.
He could have been like, I want to order some food and just hung up and it would have been the same shit.
Yeah. I'm going to call him back and just tell him I want to fuck his sister and see what happens.
We all want to fuck his sister.
Shut up, Jose. Gone.
Hot little bro.
Hello?
Hello, can I fuck your sister?
You fucking idiot. Shut the fuck up. Don't ring on this number again.
And your mother. And your mother.
If you want to ring the number again.
And your wife.
You become banjoed, okay? Son of a bitch. Fucking idiot.
Wow. I very think you are, you stupid idiot.
Very calling from you, asshole.
I think
you got
you're
a mother. You got a sister, you fucking idiot.
Goddamn
what do you think
American.
Of yourself? Son of
you're
a bitch.
You're going to get a goddamn American cunt that doesn't run away from his country like you did.
Okay.
He said if you call him back, then he's going to turn you into Von Trier.
I know.
Yeah. USA. USA. USA.
I think that was an open invitation to call him back.
And, I'm going to quit. End on a high note is my vote.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
So, yeah, all right.
It was super fun, buddy. I'm digging the beard.
Hold right. Bad, guys, there's breaking news.
Yeah, what is it, Jose?
107.
All right. All right.
What?
I just hung up on it.
Breaking news is
170 some bullshit.
All right, Baz. Edit that show, goddammit.
He's like, here's my gerbil and my white noise.
Yeah. Has that gerbil been up your ass, Jose?
Fuck you, guys.
I'm happy to end for
there's 177-year-old that died in a shootout.
Okay.
A shootout. Shut up. I stole my whole video. Oh, on CNN. It must be true. You dumb shit, white boy.
Okay. That's the end. All right, Jose, you're out of here. Bye.
God bless.
Matt, thanks for coming on. Pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me, dude. This is awesome. I hope you're back sooner.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be.
The
yeah.
Guess is I'm waving at the cam that isn't even on.
We're looking at mid-November.
Yeah, mid-November. I'm gonna be doing a show. Actually, no. The Cobra is coming to visit me, so we're gonna do a show then.
Sweet.
Yeah, thinking Saturday the 22nd, maybe? 21st,
I think. So, yeah.
And on the 15th of April, I will have that call edited.
Sweet. I'll be ready for that. All right.
Sweet. April next year.
All right, see you later. Goodbye. Jose, hang up, fucker. Okay, well, that was the it. That was it.
All right, bye.
All right, Cobra, another successful show, you know? We saved some lives, and we ruined the stream again. So hopefully you guys like that. That's the end of this show. That's the end of everything. It's over. It's magical. Say goodnight.
Okay. I'll eat some cereal.
Okay. That's it. Bye. Well, that was the end. That was it.
Hard job. All right, bye.
All right, Cobra, another successful show, you know? We saved some lives and ruined the stream again. So hopefully you guys like that. That's the end of the show. That's the end of everything. It's over. It's magical. Say goodnight.
Okay.
Okay.